It's time for Afternoon Sports with Coach Charles Jetmore. Brought to you by Carroll County Schools. Premier teachers, premier leaders, premier schools.
Hey, folks, I know you're going to have a great weekend. I need to tell you just a little bit about the baseball situation. Talk with some of the players. I'll give you more about this next week. And they are working among themselves the hopes that the season will start up again soon. And now, here is Coach Don Bray to tell you about the future of Carrollton Trojans boys basketball. What you got, Coach?
Man, it was a great class. Some guys worked their butts off. It's going to be about 60 points walking out the door. Those guys brought so much just watching them grow and become who they are. First speaking about Cyrus. Cyrus played, then last year he hurt his shoulder, came back this year, and he was a big part of what we did. But he came in and averaged about 6.7 rebounds per game, which was big. He was a hustler guy. He was the guy that, hey, there's a loose ball, he's going to get it. Jordan Harrison, this year he put his head down and went to work. He shot the ball. He couldn't miss. He would go like three or four games and just maybe miss one or two shots. He came up big for us. You had Lockett led the region in scoring. Talking about a kid that can go score, he was that kid. Hit a couple big shots, a winning shot against Villarica. Before we got the football players out, averaging almost 30 points, but he had to. He averaged 22 points a game. Melvin Edwards, he can't coach 6'6". Most athletic guy, great kid, showed great leadership. Played his butt off, came back. He was injured from football, but he played. Melvin averaged 18 points a game. We got our work cut out for us, but I can't thank them guys enough for what they did for the program.
Thank you for listening to Local Afternoon Sports. This is Coach Charles Jetmore.
Afternoon Sports with Coach Jetmore. Brought to you by Carroll County Schools. Premier teachers, premier leaders, premier schools.